Hello, this is book number 1498, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on February 17, 2025, under the headline, The Inevitable Upgrade. Into every technology-reliant business, some rain must fall. Sometimes it's a downpour. A hardware upgrade and the attendant software challenges come bobbing along in muddied waters. In enterprise, the problem usually arises when a business must confront the end of life of a critical business app that runs on outdated hardware that's no longer upgradable. It's possible to run legacy, also described as museum or archival systems, long past their reliable technology lives. But even the most reliable hardware will eventually fail. The problem could also manifest in required supporting software, making its continued use problematic or straight up impossible. There are potentially apocryphal stories of businesses that were unable to find critical server systems on their premises, only to realize after trailing their network cabling that the system was in unusual spaces, hidden by drywall or lost along a massive installation of newer hardware. The story of a Novell server that hadn't been seen for 4 years at the University of North Carolina, which was eventually found behind a wall by a maintenance crew, is a standing benchmark for such tall tales. Even if it happened, it's unlikely that anyone at the university would ever admit it. So here's my confession. Since 2011, I've been running a cavalcade of machines capable of supporting macOS High Sierra 10.13 for one reason. I refuse to subscribe to Adobe Photoshop. That was the last stable version of the OS that supported my perpetually licensed copy of Adobe Photoshop CS6 and Lightroom 6. I'd kept that copy of the image editor running across multiple system updates until hitting that OS compatibility wall. Over those years, I'd used two consecutive 2009 Mac Pro Towers, an iMac Pro, and finally a 2013 Mac Pro, the infamous Trashcan Mac. It wasn't a simple choice. Keep using the old thing that I was comfortable with that wasn't broken, or go through the pain of learning a new thing that aligned with modern standards. Eventually, it was everything except the old copy of Photoshop that caught up with me. Services I couldn't connect to anymore. Browsers and other software that couldn't be updated. Even forked open source software committed to maintaining usability on older systems was beginning to show insurmountable cracks. What followed was a serious month of running Photoshop alternatives to find a workflow that could replace one that had been worn in over almost 30 years of digital photography. Unlike enterprise computing systems, which can be tasked with a single digital requirement, a computer system in a home office must deliver multiple services to earn its keep, and the cumulative nature of those ancillary tasks can begin to put an ever heavier hand on the scales of a decision to retire a legacy system. I've seen many systems continue in use well past their anticipated useful lives, but when I see them, it's usually because their users are having an intractable problem with required software. The useful life of a modern computer is around 5 years. Most software and operating systems will support five-year-old hardware. 10 years is the outside age for a computer system. At that point, software developers have moved on. Operating system developer teams can't grapple with the demands of new hardware while maintaining compatibility with older iron. Authorization and activation servers get shut down, and perpetually licensed eventually means nothing at all. Connection ports will be dramatically out of sync with modern realities and may not even exist anymore. Even when the connectors work, they may not work how the user expects. USB-A, for instance, delivers a range of speeds from USB 1, 1.5 megabits, to USB 3, 5 gigabits. To help with the considerable confusion that creates, modern USB-A ports are usually color-coded, but the further back the hardware goes, the slower the likely connection speed. A system might have Bluetooth, but a Bluetooth version 2 radio on the motherboard means that your fancy headphones will connect at that speed. The slowest part of the chain, the port, the cable, the supporting chipset, sets the pace. The only OS that caters to systems that old anymore is Linux, which is buoyed by a spirited community and managed crowdsourcing, a non-profit model that's not sustainable in the commercial computing industry. There are code patches that allow older computers to run current operating systems, but they are, to put it kindly, hacks that remove blocks that are sometimes arbitrary. This particular column leans in heavily on macOS, because that's where my experiences are in the main, but the broad issue obtains across computing platforms. I'm currently keeping, for instance, a well-kitted 2013 iMac running with a recent version of macOS using an unusually slick code patch called OpenCore that's only improved steadily over time, so much so that it feels more like an operating system feature than a code hack. The migration path to my current upgrade forced a more flexible workstation architecture as I went along. The 2009 Mac Pros could host 7 drives, one on a PCI adapter, in one massive case. The iMac Pro forced the division between computer and storage that proved to be a good idea. That 2013 Mac Pro, the trashcan Mac, underlined the need for a fast connection between storage and computer system. It used slower Thunderbolt 2. Another consequence of this incremental effort of upgrading has been a notable shrinkage of the hardware. The workstation replacement is the M4 Mac Mini, which handily outpaces all of its predecessors in a form factor that fits comfortably in my open palm. The 2009 Mac Pro, by comparison, required both hands and lifting with my knees.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.